start your day determined to Yud Aleph Shvat Tavshin Pei Dalet Rav Shimi Krauss.
This week's parasha is Parashat Peshalach, and we know about the Parashat Mon is in this week's Sedra. And one of the Nekudas that's mentioned about Parashat Mon is Shlita Peledik Hazach. Says that the Mon, it says Zera Gad. What's Pshat Zera Gad? Zera God, what's Pshat? So the Gemara said it would Magid Soidis, and it would tell the secrets. That means, it said Magdalen Moshel. Let's say there was an argument between two ladies regarding a child. Was this child belonging to Leah, or was it belonging to Rachel? Was it a Ben Tisha Chadoshim? It was born at a certain time, but the question is, was it 9 months of Leah, of to Leah, or it was 7 months of Rachel? And that was the question. So how would they know? So the next morning, they would see where the mon fell. Since it was oimer legolgoilis, so oimer to each person, it was very fixed, the measurement. So let's say this family of Leah had five in the family, and the argument was regarding this Vlad, so it would fall an extra oimer legolgoilis in Leah's portion. However, if it belonged to Rachel, the Oymel HaGoyles would fall into Rachel's house. So they would see, where is this particular Oymel HaGoyles? Where would it fall? In whose house would it fall? A similar argument would be, let's say, regarding an Eved. Eved Kanani. Who does this Eved Kanani belong to? They come to a Din Torah, they have an argument. Who does it belong to? So the next morning they would wake up, and they would find that if it fell in Reuven's house, then it belongs to Reuben. It would fall in Shimon's house, it belongs to Shimon. A similar idea also, the Gemara says, regarding a woman who was, it seems she hadn't got divorced yet, and she was on the way to get a get, but the argument, Be'ikah, wasn't regarding the get. The argument was Be'ikah regarding the Ksuba. Does she deserve the Ksuba, or does she not deserve the Ksuba? What's Pshat? Was she sorcha? That means azoy. If it's her fault, she did something not right, and therefore she's getting divorced, then the husband has no responsibility to feed her, even if she's still married to him. But if it's his fault, whatever the reason is, getting divorced, so while she's still married, he's mechuyev to feed her, therefore he's got all the chayes to feed her. So then have an argument. Who was at fault? Was he at fault? Or let's say not he at fault, but it was a normal case of divorce where he's still achroy to feed her. Or no, she's at fault, so even if she's not yet divorced, he's not chayav to feed her. So the question is, they would come the next morning and see, where is the oimer? If the oimer was in the husband's house, then he's still chayav to feed her, and therefore he's still got achrayas for her, and therefore he's still got to give her a ksuba. But if it would fall in her father's house, because so to speak she would have to go back to her father, and he's got no achrayas for her, the husband, therefore, they would realize she was what the Gemara calls sorcha, it's her fault, and therefore she doesn't deserve a ksuba. The get she's going to get eventually, she'll receive eventually. So there's a very famous kasha all the Achrayim ask on this Gemara, is that there's Gemara in Bar Mitzia. Famous Gemara in Bar Mitzia, it's good to read out the Gemara, as there was a machloikus between Reb Elazar and Chachamim regarding what's called called a Tanor Achnoi. It was a Gemisa Tanor which was made out of certain elements, and the question was it Mekabel Tuma or not? And Reb Elazar said, Reb Elazar Matai meant any food that touched it, any Oichlim or Mashkim that touched it, was Toyer, no problem. It was not Mekabel Tuma, this particular Keli, it wasn't enough of Cheres, there was too many other elements involved, and therefore it was Toyer. The Chachamim say, Chachamim Matamim, and became a machlokes. And this was called the Tano Shel Achnoi. Bemis is interesting, it was called Tano Achnoi. And the Chachamim were Matamim, and Ba'oisa Yoim Rebbe Lezer gave all the tshuvas in the world. Rebbe Lezer gave all the yes.
You see, the man is a god. Man is a god.
Yes, yes, there a god, there a god.
God is there to get drunk.
Gimel Dalet from the word Maggid.
Get drunk, God.
It's
a drug.
God, Shemagid Lem Yisrael, he would tell Yisrael, Iben Tishol Erishin, Iben Shivul Achron. It's on the word, they use the word God, the Chazal types up God as Magid.
They still eat it now in Yemen. In they eat it. They got drunk.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
Yeah, you could be right, you could be right. So now, Pshat is Azoim. So the Gemara continues here in Bamatsia, Daf Nantes Ramabes. It says like this: Ba'oisa Yoim, on that day, Heishim Rebbe Lozer called Shul Shemoyim, gave all the answers in the world. It was a great time of Sheshchaz of Ganatana. She gave all the answers why it should be toy. V'loi kibble menu, the Chachomim who were the Roy, Yochid Ravim, Malachid Ravim, they wouldn't accept it from him. Omar Lehem, so Rebbe Lozer said, Im Alocha Kemoisi, the Alocha is like me. Chorav Zeh, pointed to a Chorav tree, a carob tree. Yechiach, it will prove. And how did he prove it? A Gewaldige Moifas, a Moifas. Nekar Chorav Mimkoyma, the Chorav removed from its place, Meo Amo, it meant 100 Amo, the Gewaldige Moifas, the Ois. Some people say it was 400 Amo. So what did the Chacham say? He brought a Gewaldige Raya, an ace. What did they say? Amaloy Aimavi and Raim in a Chorov. Don't bring a Ra from the Chorov. Susan, we'll come to the actual clinch, the famous mimer, the violet that said, you don't bring a Ra from a Chorov. Pointing to the Chorov, you don't bring a Ra from the Chorov. So he brought Nochara, Chodv, Amalem, Malacha, Kmoitu, the Lochas like me. Amasamayim, this well of water, Yechichu, Chodz Amasamayim, Lacharem, it went backwards, didn't say how long. Omriloi, Chom Sadim, Emimim, Raim, Amasamayim. You don't bring a Raya from the Amasamayim. You brought me a Raya from a carob tree that moved, no Raya. A Raya from the Amasamayim, no Raya. It's interesting, why is it no Raya? He was bringing Mekuich HaKdush, he was bringing Moshim, why is it no Raya? Vomalem, then he said to him, Imalocha Kamoisi, Koisle Besamedrash. The Kaiser is a Medichichichu. They should bring a Raya. And it started leaning, and Rabbi Yeshua made sure it didn't lean, because he said to the Kaiser, don't lean. He said, Im tal midichachom, and that's come to Ezer Balocha, why are you getting involved? And therefore it stayed halfway, and it kept in that position. So now, the Gemara says, Chozav, after these three Rayas, Chozav Omolem, he said to them, Ima alocha kemoisi min ha-shemayim. From Shemayim, Yechichu will bring a raya. Yotso bas koil. Now here we have an actual bas koil. Till now we've had moisim. Now we have a bas koil. Va'omro malachem eitzer Rebbe Lozer. What you come to Rebbe Lozer, shalocha, the bas koil says shalocha kemoisi. The locha is like him, b'chol mokim. That means you have a bas koil saying the furish. That the locha is like Rebbe Lozer, b'chol mokim. Omar, Rabbi Shua Raglov, Rabbi Shua got up on his legs, but Omar, Luit Bashemayimi. It's not Bashemayim. You can't bring a Raya. Even though it was a Bas Koil that said that the Halacha of Rabbi Lazar, Luit Bashemayimi. And the Emes says, why is it Luit Bashemayim? He says, we have a Klal. Omar, Rabbi Yirmish, Kvar, Nit Notre Mat Sinai. Ain Onu Mashkichim Bas Koil. We don't listen to Bas Koil. But why not? I mean, why shouldn't we? You go Achre Rabbim. The Aklolim. You look in the Torah, the Dayonim, look, the Rabbonim, look, they look at the Klolim. It goes with the Gavis Achra, with the, let's see, you have a Rabbin Shmuel, Rabbi Suri, Shmuel, Bimomana, Chul, Bechul, Abai Rabba, Yal Kigam, Ahil and Shama. There's all types of Klolim. The Aklolim, you don't. Enoch and Ami, there's a Bas Koil coming to saying the Lachzer Rabbi Lozer, but we don't listen. We have a klal. What's the klal here? Achre Rabbim Laftis. It's very interesting. Yes. But Emma says there seems to be two stages. A Maskichim a Bas Koil, but we have to have a klal. So the klal in this particular case is Achre Rabbim Laftis. But the Yisoyed Adova is We have to look in the Piskei Halacha, into the Rishonim, the Achrayim, to see how we machriya Halacha. So the famous Shaila, sorry? Yes, so we don't listen to that. We don't listen to that. We go according to the Klolim we're given. So the marshal, in this particular case, by Rabbi Loz and Chachomim, the Klal was Achra Rabbim Latis.
Where's the bigger rabbi?
Shemayim
is a bigger rabbi than a
lorah. No, rabbi means down here. Rabbi means the Yolim down here. Whoever the Yolim down here. That's how it is, yeah. Elkim is about Adas Keil. The Rebbe Shalim is in the Adas Keil. And it goes to see how the Chachomim Paskin down here. So, but Emma says the Shaila here is here. How can we go after the Mon? We're listening to what the Mon says, and the Mon is Machriah, what the Loch is. Now, we're talking about Gaval Dinim here. Number one, regarding the Eved, is Dine Mominus. Dine Mominus has got Richter Galoch. There's a whole Koilin of Chodesh Mishpat set up on Dine Mominus. Regarding a woman, Ksuba, okay, is also Chodesh Mishpat, Eshkutum Ksuba. And then the other case was. The case was about the Eved, that was Chodesh Mishpat. But no, the Gaba Vlad, it can be Dine Misa, because the Moshe is Maka Aviv Imoich, it's Chai Misa. You have to know who Aviv Imoich is. You also have to know Kibbad Avim, on who have you got Kibbad Avim, etc. So there's many halachas, ramifications that it has, and we're listening to the Mon. So Erechonam in the Mon in Min HaShemayim, Lechem in HaShemayim, Abba Torah Labba Shemayim. We have to find out the Klolim here, we have to give it to Din Torah, to Dayonim. So what shat that we listen to the Mon?
There's going to be a big difference. The Mon is regular. That was the nature of the Torah of the Mon, that it dropped down the number of people living in a house.
Reb Anthony. I don't know, Reb Anthony is sort of saying, I don't know if this is exactly if I'm saying it right, might be slightly different, is a pshat like this. What's the pshat? If something tells you the Metzias, not telling you achra in halacha, telling you the Metzias, the facts, and based on the facts we're going to do, build up the halachas, then that may be different. With the Mon, pshat was, the Mon was telling you, the Metzias, it's a bit like, you know, when you go to the airport and you go through the gate and it sees if you've got metal in your pocket. So you can't say, Apishanayim Eidim Yochim Dovach, and you have to wait for two Eidim to be made that he's got metal in his pocket. We rely on this, we rely on x-rays, we rely on all these new machines. Well, DNA, we rely on these things. It's not being given aid, it's not giving achra and halacha. It's telling you a Metzias. Then after we know the Metzias, then the Dayanim will decide with Machriya and Halacha. So all these cases, by the Mon, it was being Machriya in the Metzias. Telling the Metzias.
And that Metzias is from the Shemayim.
Could be, but it could have just as well been from some modern, I mean, Chalila, we're not comparing. But you do see that in the modern day technology, sometimes we rely on the technology to tell you, has he got metal in his pocket? Or DNA, to tell us the Metzias. Or Gewisse Sachen, or these machines, these MRI, what's it called? Scanners and x-rays, and he said, how can you rely on an x-ray? How can you do a... So the thing is, we rely on certain technology to tell us the Metzias. So in as much as that, we can rely on Shemayim to tell us the Metzias. Oh, but to be Machriya and Halacha, we still have to come to Torah Labba Shemayim. It's still left to the Dionim here, in this world. Moshe, the Azad Bei Rav, Rebbeleib Gurevitz, he explains like this. He brings the shame, the pun of his Yerov. He says, you know, by Aveda, you always say, Munach Ad Shiyovi Elio. What's that? Munach Ad Shiyovi Elio. As it'll be till Elio and Ovi comes. What's Pshat? And then what? When Elio and Ovi comes, then what? Sorry?
He'll be Machriya.
So he learned like this. When it says the word Eliyahu, it means more that it'll be a Ish Novi, and it'll tell you the Matthias who the Avedi belongs to. Now, in case you'll ask, how can you rely on him? How can you rely on a Novi? You don't. Novi is like Torah Labashmami. You don't rely on a Novi. So the answer is, as to tell you who it belongs to, who's the actual owner, that you can rely on a Novi. Now, it's very interesting. Whenever it says Tishbi, it means. Whenever it says Teiku, it means Tishbi, Tarek, Kushi, to be boys. As Tishbi will answer all kashas. So whenever the Gemara has a Shaila, it comes up, ends up with a Shaila, and it says Teiku. So who's going to be Machriya? Tishbi. And you are Tishbi. So well, how can he be Machriya? Teiru Labba Shemaimi. So the answer is, Reb Leib Gurwitz explains like this, Bishem the Ponim Zerov, explains that when it says Tishbi, Yitaris, Kushbi, Yiboyis, means as well. Eliyahu Novi has got two chalokim. One chalik of him is a Novi. He knows things, Baruch Halikim. Mamash Mona Shemaim, he knows he's got a Sprakim Meira, Mamash Oysa the Moisim. So you can say who the Avedi belongs to. That's Eliyahu, Munach Hatshav Eliyahu. But when we're talking about being Machriya and Alocha, Eliyahu, Tishbi means he's a group, Galdagatam Lechochim. He's like the God of Latoyim. He could be Machriya and Alocha. When Shaila comes to him, he's got the Gewaldige Havonas HaTorah, Gewaldige understanding of Torah, and he can be Maven Torah, and he can be Machriya. So when it said Tishbi, Yetaret, Kushim, Yiboyis, there is coming from the point of being a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem who will come and be Machriya and Alocha. So we have to realize. Yeah? So he's asking, Rabbi Abraham is asking Rabbi Lezer Godel. So Rabbi Lezer, in this world, as it was in the matter in the basin, it was Rabbi Lezer Godel against the Chachomim. So there are Kololim, Yochid Rabbim, Alocha Karabim. So you have to pass him like the Rabbim. So therefore, it went like the Rabbim. He wasn't, and the Chonai was Godel, but what was happening? You have a basin, Sanhedrin and Godel, you had the Godel. But there was a rabbin. There was a rabbin against him. Paskin had a rabbin. That's the halacha. There's another example as in Gemara Avodah Zarah. It brings very interesting. There's Gemara Avodah Zarah in the Mishnah there in Memhei on base. The Mishnah there says that springs from the Torah that a lot of Avodah Zarahs were on the mountains, Horim Vagvoyis, and also underneath trees. So Rabbi Kiva said, as Zal Savisan, when the Torah says that the Avodah Zarah is in all these places, is telling you, as Zal Savisan, it's a Maramokim. If you're looking for Avodah Zarah, that's where they are in the Eretz Yisrael. When they conquered Eretz Yisrael, they're on the mountains, they're on the hills, they're underneath the trees. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, Bemetzi brings it B'Shem Yerushalmi. When they built the Beis HaMikdash, they built it in Har HaMoriah. How could they build it in Har HaMoriah? Har HaMoriah is a mountain. Why were they not choishes for Avodah Zarah there? How could you build the base of Mikdash and a Mokim Avodah Zarah? I wouldn't say it was a Mokim Avodah Zarah. A Chashash. How could you build it there? So Tosfos answered B'Shem Yerushalmi that Api Novi, they were told there was no Avodah Zarah there. There was no Avodah Zarah. Torah is not b'shamayim, and you're building the whole base of it. It's the whole avodah, and it's all based on a novi. But Torah is not b'shamayim. So the answer is the same. The novi there wasn't being machriya nalocha. He was telling you a matzias, a bit like a laser beam. He's telling you the matzias. So we're relying on him to tell you the matzias that we can rely on. There's a very famous example. Famous example is like this. It said in the end of Pasuk Kiseitse, there's quite a well-known Yonasan ben Aziel, that by the Egla Rufa, we're talking about someone who was found killed near a town. So they couldn't find the Rasech. It seems he was killed by Mezid. Someone killed him Mezid, but we cannot find the Rasech. So what do? We bring the Egla Rufa, and we shech the Egla Rufa. Ad Khan state in the Torah. No, sorry, yeah, you're right. Kupis, Orof, yeah, you're right, you break the neck. You break the neck, and you break the Egla Rufa. And that's what the famous case of Egla Rufa. What perhaps is not so famous is what Yonis Simon Israel says. So Rashi says, Dafka, Rashi said, what happens if you find the Ritzach B'mezid later? So Rashi says, you have to kill him, just like every Ritzach B'mezid you have to kill him. You have to kill him. Don't have Rachmanis. You have to kill him like every Ritzach B'mezid. So you say to Rashi. What perhaps is not so well known is Yonis Simon Israel. Yonis Simon Israel there says, as there would be Teloim, worms, going out from this Egla Rufa, and the worms, these Teloim, will lead, and you follow it, and it will lead you to the Ratzeach. And so, Yonis Simon Israel, we do not shop, and you should judge him. And so is Yonis Simon Israel. So you could ask a Shaila, you're relying on Oysis and Oysim, and you're doing Dine Misa, never mind Dine Chuchi Mishpah, you're doing Dine Misa, based on Moisim, on Oyscha. Avadga, this is all Heilige Sachen from Shemaim. Aber Lechoyre, Toyne Labe Shemaimi, the Achra, for Dine Misa, for even Dine Mishpot, Dine Chuchi Mishpot, can't be left to Shemaim. And here we're relying on Shemaim to tell us who the Rasech is. How can that be? I think what Chaim says is a mahalach from Rebbe Cholom Wasserman. So before we come to Rebbe Chaim's mahalach, I'll just go with the mahalach we've been till now. The mahalach we've been till now is the same idea, that the Teloim are just telling you the Metzias. They're telling you he did the murder. They're not telling you how to judge him. They're telling you, the Metzias, like you said before, it's like a laser beam. It can tell you the Metzias. He was the Ritzach. It's not telling you how to judge him, what to do, and don't. But it's telling you the Metzias. For Metzias, we can rely on Shemayim. That's what the Azad Bei Rav says, that we can rely on Shemayim. Regarding, Rebbe Chonam Asim has got a mahalach, a completely different mahalach in the whole thing, and he said all these riots are not really saying that we finish even by the mon. He's saying not that we're relying completely on the mon. The mon is leading us to a way, and it puts the person under pressure to admit the truth. And with that, we can judge the eventual case. That's Rabbi Chonam's malach. But I wanted to go more with the other malach. The attacker told you the Metzias, and regarding Metzias, you can rely on Shemayim. And that's basically, just going back to the original Kasha, that's why by Mon we could rely to tell us the Metzias. But regarding the Aloch about Tano, Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah, we can't rely on the Metzias. We can't rely to Rav Shemayim. For the actual Hachra and working it out and what the Stodim Aloch, we have to work out ourselves. To Rav Shemayim. The Moshe Chadah is very interesting. There's a case like this. And you look in Simon Lamed Beis, Siv Hei, regarding Tefillin. So tefillin is made on a oil of a behema kosher, chai kosher. A dag kosher, it says you don't. You don't write on a oil of dag kosher, on a cloth of dag kosher. The question is, why not? So the Gemara says, we don't really know if it's got zuhama. The maskon of the Gemara there is, we don't know if it's got zuhama. Zuma means, one psha is the Zuma, spiritual Zuma. We don't know if it's got spiritual Zuma. When the Nochus came into the world, it instilled a Zuma, a dirt, a spiritual filth into the world. And when the Matan Torah was given, the Zuma went away. And when the Egel was made, it came back. So it's things beyond me, I'll be honest. But that's one way of learning Pshat Zuma. And one way of learning Zuma was there's some spiritual dirt that entered the world. And the question is it still remaining on the skin of fish? Now, I don't understand these things. And it seems the Chazal themselves didn't know. The Chazal said, when Eliyahu Novi will come, Eliyahu Novi will tell us. So at the moment, if we don't know, it's possible for Klaf. So the question is, and when Eliyahu Novi comes and tells us it's got Zuma or not, and therefore what? I Torah Labi Shemayim. The answer is like we said all along. Eliyahu can come and tell us a Matthias. He can tell us if it's got Zuma or not. There he can tell us.
Can one write on skin?
No. Oh, you're asking Mimschiz. I spoke to Sophie. He said not. But he said, you know, Al Pi Halacha, the best skin Apim Hido in Alochi told me it's to write on chicken skin. Now, no one writes on chicken skin because it's very hard. Going to tell it. But he told me, Misad Alocha, the most modern. Pungnat Sreva told me that Helam Pshat Zorma means Greece, physical Greece. And somewhere or other, you're still relying on the Yor Novi, tell us if that is Greece or not. But whatever, whichever Pshat you learn, whether Zorma means spiritual dirt, someone showed me in the Chedush Aran, it means spiritual Zorma. Sreva told me it means physical Greece. But whichever Pshat you learn is, we're relying on the Yor Novi to tell us the Matthias. For Matthias, we can rely on Eliyahu HaNavi. Because on that we do not say Torah Lav Shvayim. I'll just end up with a vote from the Gaon. The Gaon says, when you look at this Gemara in Bamasir, he said, it's very interesting, when Rebbe Elazar brought a raya for himself, he brought a raya for himself from three cases. First he brought a raya for himself from the Chorav. And when they retorted back to him, they said, Amevin Raya, they didn't say, first of all, they never said Torah Lav Shmaimi then. That's number one. Number two, even then, they didn't say, oh, don't bring a Raya from Moisim. Moisim Adam Nechom. They never said that. They just said, Amevin Raya Min HaChorov. So the pinpoint of the Chorov, don't bring a Raya from the Chorov. So what was so unique about the Chorov that they had to say, don't bring a Raya from the Chorov? And then when he brought a Raya from Amos Samayim, they said, don't bring a Raya from Amos Samayim. And when he said from the Beit Samadish, they also said, don't bring a raya. Rabbi Shua didn't like it that they brought a raya. He said, why are you Beit Samadish getting involved? Because Beit Samadish getting involved. So the Gaon explains like this. The Be'emet says he wanted to bring a raya that the Loch is like me, because the Moshul, one of the Midas to be Koina Torah is his stapkus words. Like Shteba Chanina Bani, the Gansa Olam is, the whole world is Nizan, Bishchus Chanina Bani, and Chanina Bani is Daila Bekav Charuvin. So he wants to be Maram is, I have reached a mile of his stapkus. That's why I brought a ride from Chorov. So they said to him, still, what they meant to say was, there's Klolim, Yochid Verabim, Yochid Verabim, even if he reached the Gavald Gemaila in his stapkus. Then he wants to bring a raya from Anova. Everyone knows that Mayim is compared to Anova, as Mayim finds a level anywhere, so Anov finds a level anywhere, Torah comes to Anov, Anov is calling the Torah, and he wants to say, I'm Anov. They said, no, even if you reach the Mayim and the Nevis, but nevertheless, you can't bring a raya. And what they meant to say was, also on the same line, don't bring a raya from Anivis and whatever Mayim he's got, we have Kololim, Yochim Rabbim, Yochim Rabbim. And then he wanted to bring a raya from Kodesh Beis Hamikdash, because the Sheit Zach, one of the icky sodas of being Kohen the Torah, is a smodder. Kodesh Beis Hamikdash Yidu, and he's sitting day and night in Beis Hamikdash. And they said, nevertheless, you can't use that to bring a raya. We have our kololim, our rules, Yochib Rabbim, Loch Rabbim. So they didn't want to bring a raya from the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why the Gaon explains that they pinpointed all those three in the Kodesh, but they can't even bring a raya from that. It was Maramah to all those three milers he had of his Stapkus, Anova, and Asmoda.
Yes, this will be changing. Yeah. 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 Ye